Avice Hunter was charged in a federal crack cocaine conspiracy. Prior to trial, the government filed a notice under 21 U.S.C. 851 of Mr. Hunter's two prior felony drug convictions, upon which, if convicted in the federal trial, he would be sentenced to mandatory life in prison. Mr. Hunter went to trial, was convicted, and was sentenced to mandatory life in prison. Shortly before the deadline for filing a 2255 federal habeas petition, his mother came to Mr. Kent for representation on the habeas. She was unable to afford to retain counsel. We took on the case on a pro bono basis. An examination of the pre-sentence investigation report revealed a fundamental defect in the mandatory life sentence. Although Mr. Hunter had the two prior felony drug convictions required for the mandatory life sentence, neither prior conviction was scorable under the guidelines because it was relevant conduct for the federal conspiracy. The result of this was that Mr. Hunter had only one criminal history point. The result of that was that Mr. Hunter qualified for the safety valve. The safety valve would have taken Mr. Hunter out from under the mandatory life sentence. His trial attorney never explained to him the possibility of exercising the safety valve after going to trial. Had he done so, he could have given a safety valve proffer and avoided the mandatory life sentence. The government conceded error on Mr. Kent's 2255 motion on this basis, and the district court vacated the mandatory life sentence. Mr. Hunter will be resentenced under the federal sentencing guidelines. It is anticipated his sentence will be something below the 10-year minimum mandatory otherwise applicable to the offense.